弟兄姐妹平稳平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
有一位英国牧师，他从21岁踏上驶往中国的轮船。
The British pastor, since age 21, he board a boat and went to China.
前后经历了大约50年。在中国宣教传福音的生涯之后，于1905年73岁的时候，荣归天家。
He died in 1905 at the age of 73 after spending about 50 years in doing missionary in China.
他的遗体与他去世的妻子和4个孩子一同葬在了中国南方的城市镇江。
His body was buried along with his wife and four children's body. They were all buried together in the province of Jiangsu, China, in the town of Zhenjiang.
时隔将近100年之后，他的第四代、第五代子孙到镇江找到了他的墓碑。
About 100 years later, his offsprings of fourth and the fifth generation went to this town of Zhenjiang and found his tomb.
墓碑上写着一个在基督里的人。
On the tombstone, it was carved a man in Christ.
这位英国牧师是谁呀？
Who is this British preacher?
谁呀？戴德生。
James Hudson Taylor.
他们一家有5代人致力于中国的福音事工。
This family of five generations dedicated their lives to Chinese mission.
他们家的5代人虽然是英国人，但都会讲中文。
Though British, they can all speak fluent Chinese.
特别是他们第五代的传人戴季宗牧师，
Especially the fifth generation, one of them is Reverend 戴季宗。
记得有一年在中西部基督徒的夏令会上，作为讲员，戴牧师他操着一口流利的国语或者叫普通话。
Reverend Taylor, in one of the Midwest summer retreat in this area, he was a speaker and he used fluent Mandarin.
他有一句口头禅，时常在大家耳朵旁边出现：“我们中国人，我们华人。
He usually say, "We Chinese race."
”而戴季宗牧师他的爸爸戴绍曾牧师是出生在河南开封。
And his father, was born in Henan, Kaifeng.
他生前也有一句口头禅。
He also has a famous say.
他称自己是里黄外白的没有壳的鸡蛋。
He usually calls himself a shell-less egg because he is white outside but internally yellow.
所以想请问弟兄姐妹们，戴德生他们一家几代人在中国投身于中国的福音事工？
So I'd like to ask you, why did this family of five generations dedicate their lives to China mission?
他们是为了什么？是
Why?
为了爱吗？
For love?
有一句话，大家是耳熟能详的，怎么讲啊？
Many Christians know this well-known saying.
假如我有1000磅英金，中国人可以全数支取；假如我有1000条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。
This famous statement is if I had 1,000 English pound, Chinese can all use it up. Had I 1,000 lives, I would not spare one not to give it to China.
这是一句常常被我们基督徒所引用的戴德生牧师的一句话。
This is well quoted statement by James.
那实际上，这是引自戴德生牧师在给他英国的妹妹写的信中的其中的一句话，一段话。
It was quoted from his letter to his sisters who were still in England.
看完他接下来这句话，那句话我不知道大家会有什么感想。他接下来一句话，紧接着说是：“不，不是中国。”
But many of us are not familiar with the following passage on that same letter,
which says, 大家听过没有？后面这句话。
Which said, "No, not China."
他说，乃是基督。
Not China, but for Christ.
说这样的救主，我们为他所做的会嫌太多吗？
Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?
所以作为一个基督徒，成为一个基督徒之后，当这个人他爱神的时候
，When a Christian becomes loving Christ, loving God,
或者说当他爱神、爱基督的时候，我们会从他身上看到。
In other words, we can see a person when he loves Christ and love God.
那种爱是奇异的爱。
That kind of love is an amazing love.
甚至是不可思议的爱。
It can be even beyond our understanding.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹们，我们做基督徒的目的是什么？
So I'd like to ask you, what is the purpose of becoming a Christian?
我们做基督徒的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of being a Christian?
是什么？是要告诉那些本来应该是我们的兄弟姐妹，但如今却不认识神的人。
The purpose is to tell those brothers and sisters who are supposed to be our brothers and sisters, but yet not knowing the Lord.
邀请那些流浪在外的人跟我们一样回到家中，享受神那属天的恩典。
Inviting those wandering, those people who are wandering outside, invite them in so that we can all enjoy what God can give to us.
享受呢救赎之恩，享受呢赦免之恩。
Enjoy the salvation, the redemption.
享受呢永恒的生命。
Enjoy the everlasting life.
所以简单一句话来讲，就是我们做基督徒的目的，主要的一个目的之一，除了享受神的恩典之外，我们要告诉人，就是传福音。
So one of our purposes, beyond enjoying the Christian life, is to share the gospel with someone else.
当我们纵观历史，历史历代以来，传福音的施工都会遇到这样或那样的困难或者是拦阻。
But if you look into the history, you know that all kinds of missions encounter difficulties and setback.
但是我相信弟兄姐妹们都会认同一个事实。
But I believe brothers and sisters will all recognize this truth.
当我们身体力行去行去做的时候，
When we are willing to do the mission work,
圣灵一定会引领我们，一定会赐给我们智慧和能力。
The Holy Spirit will surely guide us, give us wisdom and power.
所以求神感动我们，求神带领我们，让我们有一颗顺服的心。
So may the Lord touch us so that we have a heart of submission.
让我们有一颗柔软的心，让我们伸出手，迈出我们的脚。
So we have a tender heart, and we are so willing to reach out, to walk forward.
张开我们的口，走出去，传福音。
Open our mouths to share the good news.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语，就是圣经。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious words.That is the Bible.
愿主你恩膏孩子的口。
May you anoint pastor.
掌控这个大堂。
Put everything in control.
让听的和讲的都因着主您的话语得到造就。
That the speaker and all who are listening can be edified.
这样的感谢祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We give you thanks and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
如果大家手中有圣经的话，请大家再次打开我们刚才所读的圣经《使徒行传》八章二十六到四十节。
If you have the Bible handy, please turn to the passage we read, the Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章二十六到四十节，这里一共有二十五节的经文。
There are 25 verses.
那通过这段经文呢，请大家和我一起从四个方面，我们来思想和学习基督徒个人布道传福音的榜样。
Through this passage, I'm going to invite you to study with me, four aspects of how to learn from this model of evangelism.
那在使徒行传八章前面开始的部分，主要描写的是一个叫腓力的门徒，因着耶路撒冷教会遭受的大逼迫。
So at the beginning of chapter 8, it was talking about this disciple Philip's and how the church in Jerusalem was persecuted.
他逃离了耶路撒冷，但是呢，逃离了以后干什么呢？在撒玛利亚传福音。
So Philip's fled Jerusalem and went to Samaritan to spread gospel.
那腓力是我们今天要讨论的经文中的一个主要的中心人物。
So Philip is the center character of today's message.
那我们先简单认识一下腓力是一个怎么样的门徒。
So let's get to know this disciple Philip.
那根据《使徒行传》前面六章一到六节记载，腓力是耶路撒冷初代教会的第一批七个执事之一。
According to chapter 6 of Acts, he was elected as one of the seven deacons of the church.
那从后边的21章8节称其为传福音的腓力。
Chapter 21:8 call him the Philip's of spreading gospel.
那在第八章前面呢，我们如果回头看的话，你会看到腓力在撒玛利亚传福音的时候如鱼得水，大有成效。
So in the early part of chapter 8, you saw Philip had a great success in spreading the gospel in Samaria.
前面第十二章记载，他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
So it mentioned that in verse 12, many people were baptized because of the message that Philip shared.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，假如我们是一个商业大公司的雇员，当我们在一个人口密集的商业大城市，我们的工作做得风生水起的时候。
So let me ask you, suppose you are hired by a big business company and you were working very successfully in your job in a large city with very dense population.
当我们与我们的商业伙伴建立了良好的业务关系，与我们周围的上下级之间也好不容易搭好了人际关系的桥梁之后。
So over the years of hard work, you have built a lot of good relationship with your clients, with your co-workers, with your boss and your subordinates.
当我们的工作做得特别顺手的时候，
It seems that everything has been going very smoothly.
突然我们公司的上级主管让我们离开这个工作的环境。
And all of a sudden, your boss said, I'm going to take you and send you out to an unfamiliar place.
到一个我们自己是对我们自己来讲是完全陌生的，甚至是一个人烟稀少的地区去工作。
To a place that is completely foreign to us, and it may be a place that has very few people.
我们会怎么想？我们
How
心中的感受是怎么样的？
would you feel？
那同样，这样的情况如果发生在传福音的施工的时候，我们会怎么样面对
？Likewise, what if this happened to a mission work？
所以今天我们要学习，我们要思想的这段经文中的这个中心人物腓力，就是遇到了这种情况。
And Philip encounters such a problem.
但是腓力为我们做出了一个美好的榜样。
But Philip built an excellent example for us.
表现在四个方面。首先，第一个方面是学习顺服主神的功课，遇到意外的发现。
And this exemplary model was expressed in four dimensions. The first dimension is to learn to be submissive to God's will.
那我们从26到28节来看的第一个功课和第一个意外的发现。
Through verse 26 through 28, we can see this first point.
使徒行传8章26节，有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。那路是旷野。”27节，腓力就起身去了。不料有一个埃提阿伯人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。28节，现在回来，在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。
So Pastor just read verses 26 to 28. Because of time, I'm not going to repeat in English.
那这里边有主的使者，我们怎么理解主的使者？怎么认识
？He mentioned. God's messenger.
主的使者在使徒行传中往往和天使是交替使用出现的。
This word is used in exchangely.
所以我们就认为这时候主的使者呢，就是天使在跟他说话。
So it's the angel that talked to Philip.
那天使在圣经中被描写为比人优越的被造者。
So angel in the Bible was described as a superior creature.
他们是直接服侍神的属灵的活物。
They are the spiritual beings that serve God directly.
也就是说接受神的差遣的使者。
In other words, they were sent forth by God.
那神借着天使让腓力丢下他在撒玛利亚做的火热的大有成效的福音事工。
So God let Philip put down his successful mission in Samaria.
离开那样的宣教工厂，而去一个人烟稀少的旷野的路上去。
Going south to the desert.
那腓力当时听到这个命令以后，他的态度怎么样
？So when Philip see this vision or heard this command, what was his attitude?
两个字，顺从。
It's this word.
你看经文说，就起身去了。
We saw that he went up immediately and go south.
可是去了，后面又出现了一个不料。
And then it says, In verse 27,
为什么用这个“不料”这个词儿啊？
The Chinese translation has a unexpectedly or surprise.
是否说明腓力接到这个命令之后，他心里是不是有一点抗拒的心理？
Does that say that Philip, when he heard this command, has some reservation.
虽然表面是就去了，是一个顺从，但是心里面是不是有一点恋恋不舍？
Did Philip react in this way that he was submissive in his action, but in his heart he was doubting?
边走边在嘀咕，哇，让我去那个旷野的地方，我去找谁传福音呢？
Maybe he was murmuring and complaining, who am I going to share gospel with when I go to a desert?
然而不料前边看到了一群人，哇
！But to his surprise, that he saw a group of people.
一个埃及阿波太监女王手下总管银库的高官。
And this high official from, Ethiopia,
相当于今天的国家的财政部长。
Equivalent to the Secretary of Treasury.
所以你看他一个高官出远门，不会一个人带着保镖，带着一些助手，前呼后拥的，他还坐着轿。
Those high rank officials, must have a lot of the followers.
但是这群人呢，他们心中有着高涨的那种渴慕，而面对着有着一种传福音心智的腓力来讲，哇，两相相见，会发生什么样的事情？
So this group of people has a high desire to know gospel more. On the other hand, Phillips has a high desire to spread the gospel, so they met.
对腓力来讲，哇，这是意外的发现。
So to Philip, this is a great surprise.
埃提阿波又称为古实，它的地理位置大约是在今天的埃及的南部，在苏丹的北部那个地区。
So Ethiopia, was, south of Egypt and north of Sudan.
属于非洲地区，所以如果我们弟兄姐妹们看到这一段，有的时候在网上看到插图的时候呢，你看到埃提阿波和他周边的人都是黑色的皮肤。
So if you saw painting of this passage, most of the time you saw, they paint the, Ethiopians in black.
所以当腓力老远看到一群人的时候，哇，心情很激动的跑到跟前，哇，一看，一群老外。
So you can imagine when, Phillips was so enthusiastic and running toward this group of people and find out
还是非洲的老外。
They are foreigners. They are from Africa.
弟兄姐妹们，假如我们今天咱们教会组织了一个团队，出去传福音也要出去发单张，我们兴致勃勃的祷告完了以后，分组出去了，哇，前面一群人，哗，跑上一看，哇，一群老外怎么办？
So suppose we all organize a mission in our church. Okay, we have a lot of enthusiasm, and we went to a group of people, and then found out, well, they are not Chinese.
这个老外可能是，或者是墨西哥朋友，或者是印度的朋友。
They may be from Africa, maybe from Mexico or from India.
那我们会不会一看，哇，我们绕一圈就过去了
？Well, we decide to just turn around.
所以腓力他呢是一个什么人？腓力是一个犹太人。
Phillips himself is a Jew.
所以不知道他会不会有这种心态，但是我们从下面经文来看一看。
So we don't know what kind of attitude he had.
看看腓力是不是看见这一群非洲老外以后，他脚步有些犹豫。
Did he have any hesitation when he saw those other foreigners?
是从下边的《使徒行传》8章29到35节，让我们来一起思想基督徒个人布道传福音榜样的第二个方面，就是经历顺从圣灵的过程，得到意外的结果。
The second, dimension we can learn is that when Phillips was willing to be submissive to the touch of the Holy Spirit, and he will receive surprising results.
那我再快速的读一遍这
段
经文。
29 through 39.
使徒行传8章29到35节，圣灵对腓力说：“你去贴近那车走。”腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念以先知以赛亚的书，便问他说：“你所念的，你明白吗？”他说：“没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？”于是请腓力上车，与他同坐。他所念的那经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样的不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢，还指着别人？腓力就开口，从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Verse 29 through 35.
所以从29节的经文来看，我们刚才那个猜测呢，还是有一点道理的。就是在腓力犹豫的那个片刻，圣灵就鼓励他说：“去贴近那车去。”
At the moment of Philip's hesitation, the Holy Spirit told him.
这个"贴近"这个词儿呢，它本身的意思有粘起来、粘住的意思，紧紧的粘上。
Holy Spirit told him to run up to the chariot. The original word means glued to the car.
那在圣灵发出指示之后，腓力的表现怎么样？
So after the Holy Spirit spoke, what was Philip's reaction?
还是两个字，顺从。
It's still that word.
所以当腓力跑到那个大太监那里之后，才发现那个非洲老外在那读圣经呢。
Then he found out this high rank officer was reading the Old Testament Bible.
那我们想，这位太监呢？可能是正在他读的时候，读不懂的时候呢，突然遇到了这个人，听他的口音，哇，他是个犹太人，那犹太人应该是圣经的专家，所以碰到了一个圣经的老师。OK，上车，我正需要你呢。
So this African officer found out that Philip is a Jew, so he must know the Old Testament. So he immediately invited Philip to get into the chariot.
从后边的32到33节经文，这里边那个太监所念的一段经文，实际是在以赛亚书53章7到9节。
Verses 32 and 33 was quoted from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 7 to 8.
那我们今天的基督徒一读到这一段经文，就知道这是旧约在预言主耶稣的经文。
Many Christians immediately know that this is referring to Jesus Christ.
但是在使徒行传的时代，在初代教会的时候，新约圣经还没有写出来，
But
不要说那个太监了，就连腓力他们，除了腓力以外，就是除了外边的人，还有许许多多的犹太人都不知道那段经文在写什么。唯有腓力，他们知道耶稣。
back then, many people, even Jews, may not know what that passage was referring to Jesus Christ, except a few disciples who really have seen and lived with Christ.
所以对腓力来讲，这是意外中的意外，
So
意外的发现了一群人。意外的到跟前，又发现他又在读经；意外的他又问腓力，这一段经文是讲的是谁？腓力就是想讲耶稣呢。
So you can see this is a series of unexpected surprises.
所以我们问，到此时腓力遇到了几个意外呀？
So we can count how many surprises that Philip had encountered.
在旷野的路上，意外的遇到了一群非洲的老外慕道友。
In the journey to the desert, he surprisingly met this group of foreigners.
与他们一搭话以后，意外的被请上了车。
And then was surprisingly being invited to
坐在
sit
车
in
上以
the
后
chariot.
呢，意外的又得到了机会向他传福音。
And surprisingly, he got this opportunity to share the gospel with this high rank officer.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们人看来，这一连串的意外的背后，意味着什么
？So, brothers and sisters, this series of surprises, behind that, what was the meaning? What was the cause?
实际上是有原因的。这个原因就是圣灵的引导。
The cause was the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
加上腓力对圣灵引导的什么呀？顺从。
Plus the obedience that Philip had.
所以接下来我们来看基督徒个人布道传福音的榜样的第三个方面，更让我们体会到另外一个意外。
Then let's look at the third dimension. We can have better understanding of another yet surprise.
肩负顺从耶稣的使命，享受意外的收获。
And that is to take the mission through obedience, and you will receive, you will reap the harvest of your surprise.
36到38节， 二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”腓力说：“若是你一心相信就可以。”他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
Verses 36 through 38 about the baptism of this officer.
腓力受圣灵的差遣，所走的这一条从耶路撒冷到加萨的路程，全程大约是100公里，也就是100公里多少英里？62，miles。
So Philip's went through this journey from Jerusalem down to Gaza. The whole journey took about 100 kilometers, or equivalently 62 miles.
所以在这么长的路途中，他们两个人，圣经虽然这么记载了这么几句，那我们会相信他们中间有很长一段的仔细的交通，详细的分享耶稣基督的福音。
So you can think, in just long journey at that time, it's a long journey. You can see how much time they shared the gospel together.
所以话谈到投机的时候，他们边谈边问。当腓力问了他说传道福音的时候，最高潮的时候，可能这位太监高官呢，就会问他说是主耶稣就是先知以赛亚，就听到腓力耳边跟他讲的，耶稣是以赛亚先知所预言的，这只羔羊为了我们的罪孽被钉在十字架上，然后复活升天，完成了对人类的救赎，叫人借着他可以得救。
So when the officer was reading the book of Isaiah, referring to this Lamb of God, and Philip told him that this Lamb of God is Jesus, who is nailed on the cross for our sins, and then was resurrected, so that he fulfilled his salvation of human beings, and through him we can be saved.
所以我们也可以想象，当这位高官听到这样的福音的时候，他可能会问：“哇，那腓力，我当怎样行才能得救呢？”
You can imagine when this officer heard this, he would immediately ask Philip, "What can I do to receive this salvation?"
腓力会怎么样回答他？
How would Philip reply?
当信耶稣基督，你和你全家都要得救。
Philip must have said, "Put your trust in Christ, you and your family will be saved."
所以水到渠成的事情就发生了。
Then we see this, the things happened consequentially.
所以在36节，太监看到旁边有水的时候，哇，突然向腓力提出了接受，是他向腓力提出来接受施洗的这个要求的。
So immediately we saw when the eunuch found the water, he immediately requested to be baptized.
看到这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
Said, "Can I be baptized right now in this water?"
所以这对腓力而言，是他离开了撒玛利亚，他做的热火朝天的传福音的施工之后，遇到了一个非常非常令人兴奋的意外。
So this was a great excitement moment for Philip, because he had departed from his very successful mission field in Samaria and went down south.
他就像我们基督徒一样，会享受一个收获的喜悦，是主耶稣基督这个大家庭里边又增添了一位新的成员。
For many brothers and sisters, we share the same joy when we saw another addition to our big family, a new brother or a new sister.
那到此，我们来思想一下，一位遥远的非洲的宫廷里边的高官，政府的要员，那相信并接受耶稣基督受了洗礼之后，这意味着什么？
So what's the implication of this high-rank African officer, and he received the Christ and was baptized?
尤其是在初代教会那个时候，
especially for the early church time,
意味着耶稣基督的福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，一步一步开始实行了。
So we saw the fulfillment of Jesus' great commission. It started from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria to the end of the world.
我想请问弟兄姐妹们，福音从耶路撒冷向犹太全地之外的撒玛利亚以至地极这个地方去传播的时候，这是耶稣基督亲自颁布的大使命。
So again, this is the great commission that Jesus Christ has given to the disciples.
那首当其冲传扬这样、执行这样大使命的人，最合适的人应该是谁呀？
So we would tend to think that who are the most qualified to carry out this great commission?
或者我们换一句话问，为什么不是12使徒中其中的人，彼得呀、约翰呀、他们、雅各他们？
So we may ask, in other words, how come this story does not happen to one of the 11 disciples?
而是由一个不见经传的、刚刚被选为在教会里边管理饭食的一个执事来做。
But rather, this not so famous Philip, who was just elected as one of the seven deacons who is in charge of general affairs.
这其中一定有神的美意。
So this must have God's beautiful will in it.
那首先我们来看犹太人与撒玛利亚人，由于历史的原因，老死不相往来。
First, we see the Jews and the Samaritans, because of the historical reason, they did not even bother to talk to each other.
在主前722年，亚述帝国侵占了撒玛利亚之后，将部分撒玛利亚人分散到世界各地，然后对外邦的人再引他们到了撒玛利亚居住，信仰的混杂。
So in 722 BC, the Assyrian Empire occupied Samaritan. They took the Samaria, and they took the Samaritans and scattered them around to all the empire, and then bring other people from outside into Samaria.
所以，信神的撒玛利亚人和不信神的外邦人通婚杂居几代之后，被这个纯犹太人就看他们是什么呀？是信仰上的杂种。
So the Jews looked down upon those Samaritans because they have intermarried with different races and different beliefs or religions.
这是当时的状况。所以那些撒玛利亚人如果看到一个地地道道的操着希伯来语的一个犹太人来向他们传福音的时候，怎么样啊？你们不是高傲吗？看我们杂种吗？远点吧。
So the two group of people don't get along at all.
其次的原因，腓力是在什么样的情况下被选为教会历史中的第一批的7个执事之一的？
Then, in what kind of situation, Philippus was elected as one of the first group of deacons?
一方面，他是有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
The Bible said that he has good reputation, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and has wisdom.
另一方面呢，他是会讲希腊话的犹太人。
Also, he is a Jew that can speak Greek.
所以，他更便于帮助那些在信徒中那些讲希腊话的那些寡妇。
So he can help the widows in the church who only speak Greek.
那当腓力在撒玛利亚传福音的时候，正是被犹太的官方逼迫、压迫的时候，他跑出来，跑到撒玛利亚的。
And at that time, remember, Philip was also persecuted in Jerusalem, and he fled to Samaria.
那撒玛利亚在罗马帝国的长期的统治下是完全希腊化的一个地方了。
So Samaria, because of Roman Empire ruling, had become a Greek nation, Greek-speaking nation.
所以腓力到了他们中间以后就如鱼得水，所以腓力是责无旁贷的向撒玛利亚人讲希腊话的人传福音的最好的人选。
So because of language proficiency, Philip became the best person to share the gospels with the Samaritan.
那我们讲第三个原因，请问那位在车上读圣经的非洲高官老外，他用什么语言在读圣经啊？
Then let's see what kind of language this eunuch, this officer, used when he was reading the scripture.
如果他是用的非洲地方的语言，我们相信腓力听不懂的。
If he had used his native African language,
难道他是用希伯来语读旧约的圣经吗？
Or did he use the Hebrew to read the Old Testament?
对一个非洲人来讲有难度，不是不可能，但是我们相信应该有难度。
But the Hebrews are very difficult for African people at that time.
所以可能性最大的就是他在用希腊语在读那个七十士译本的希腊文的旧约圣经。
So most likely, the officer was reading the Greek version of the Old Testament.And that was made by or translated by the 70 elders.
因为那部圣经是在北非的亚历山大港被翻译成的，存在了那个当时最大的博物馆里边。
This version was stored in Alexandria, the greatest library at that time.
所以这就是圣灵引导的奇妙所在。
And this is the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
让一个懂得希腊文的老外慕道者，在荒无人烟的一个野外的旷野的路上，意外的遇到了一个懂得希腊文的犹太人。
So we see this matchmaking was made by the Holy Spirit's guidance. AForeigner who understand Greek can meet the Greek-speaking disciple in the desert.
我不知道在座的有没有福音的朋友，就是说还没有接受洗礼的朋友。
I don't know how many of you are the friends and seekers who have not been baptized.
我们来看看圣经里边这位老外高官，你看他的做事多痛快。
We see this officer, he has quick decision making.
一旦领受了福音以后，迫不及待的马上就要接受洗礼。
Once he accepted this gospel, he could not wait to be baptized.
这就是使徒行传，也就是初代时期的教会人们接受福音的一个显著的特点。
And that was a special characteristics in the early church when people received the gospel.
使徒行传二章四十一节，在彼得和十一个使徒联合举行的一个大型的布道大会上，听完信息之后，有多少人接受洗礼了？三千人呢。
In Acts 2, talk about Peter and other 11 apostles. After they preached, how many people were baptized?
那刚才我们读的使徒行传前面第八章的第十二节，腓力在撒玛利亚进行街头的个人布道之后，他的信息结束之后，男男女女都接受了洗礼。
Chapter 8, verse 12 also said after Philip preached in Samaria, many men and women were baptized.
那保罗和希拉曾经被抓进监狱以后，后来向那个狱卒传福音之后怎么样？他和他一家都接受洗礼了。
We also see in chapter 16, Paul and Silas preached.To the guard of the jail, and this guard and his family were baptized.
他们有没有说问说哇，让我们多做一些研究吧，等我把圣经多读几遍吧，彻底弄明白了神的道之后再接受洗礼吧？他们有没有这样去问去想啊
？We saw that they did not even bother to ask. Can we do more research? Can we read the Bible several more times? Then we can be baptized.
所以学习研究圣经是我们一生的功课。
Study Bible is our lifelong lesson.
况且许许多多神的奥秘，穷其我们一生可能也弄不明白。
In addition, there are many secrets in the Bible, the God's secret that we cannot comprehend.
所以我们要学习腓力的榜样，就是照着神的话语，顺从，去行，去做，因为他是。就是我们的神。
So we should follow the examples that we saw here, believe and be baptized, and follow the guidance of the Lord.
信而受洗，全家蒙福。
Believe and be baptized, you and your whole family will be blessed.
那当我们家庭需要再买一辆车的时候，我们走了几个地了，看到一辆好车了以后，是不是巴不得把这辆车就开回家？
It's like when we were shopping for a car, after visiting several dealerships, we saw a good car, and we feel that we really like to drive this car home immediately.
有谁会去要求说你把那个指南给我，我拿回家去仔细的研究研究，研究完了以后我再决定。
How many would tell the dealer, let me borrow the user manual and I'll go home, do some research, read that through, and let you know.
因为我们把车开回家以后，按照那个 manual 看，什么时候开始换机油，什么时候开始换刹车油，什么时候换 coolant 等等这些，按照这个指南上一步一步做就是了。
Because we all know that when we drive the car home, we can do all the maintenance items according to the user manual.
但是有一个前提，就是我们要首先相信，我们开上这个车是可以上高速的。
However, there's a premise.That we need to trust that this car, we can drive it to home and drive it to highway.
我们相信只要按着这个车上的指南去做，就能够使这个车得到保养，为我们服务。
And we believe that if we follow this user's manual, we can do the maintenance correctly.
如果这一点我们都不相信的话，怎么样？我们只能骑着自行车上高速了吧，恐怕。
If you don't have this basic belief, then you can only rely on your bike.
那在腓力给埃提阿波的太监高官施洗之后发生了什么情况？
So what had happened after the baptism of this high rank officer?
我们一起来思想基督徒个人布道传福音的榜样的第四个方面。
And this leads us to the fourth dimension of this great example of evangelism.
完全顺服圣灵的生命，成为福音的使者。
It is to be 100% submissive to the Holy Spirit. Your life will become the ambassador of the gospel.
使徒行传八章三十九到四十节，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路。后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍的地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
The last two verses talk about the disappearance of Philip, and then he later appeared at Azotus and Caesarea.
主的灵把腓力提了去，什么意思
？The Holy Spirit took Philip.
后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力。
Then later on, people met Philip at Azotus.
那就我们今天所掌握的知识而言，是不是很难理解这一段经文
？It's pretty hard for us to understand this happening.
从耶路撒冷南下到加沙100公里，62个 miles， 然后呢，再往上走。走到另外一个地方，大概30公里，再从那个地方呢，就刚才经文里边提到的，到了该撒利亚的时候，又有100个公里，62个 miles。
We see the distance, physical distance, from Jerusalem, you walk has to travel 100 kilometers, kilo miles, to Gaza, then another 30 km to Exodus.And yet another 100 kilometers to Samaria.
但是有一点，亚索都那一带呢，实际上是历史历代犹太人的宿敌，也就是腓力士人所居住的地方。
The Azotus was a city that was occupied by Philistines. They used to be the great enemy of the Jews.
该撒利亚城呢，是当年罗马政府亲罗马政府的犹太人的王希律他建的宫殿，也是罗马总督所在地。
And Caesarea was the place that great Herod built, built a harbor city. It was also the location of Roman's governor's office.
那这些意思呢，就是那一大片地区全都是希腊化的地区，都是讲希腊话的人。
In other words, those are areas that speak, spoke Greek.
所以腓力在那里传福音，非他莫属。
Again, because of a language advantage, Philip was very effective in evangelism in that area.
后来腓力不单在那儿安家了，而他四个没有出嫁的女儿都成了传福音的使者。
Later, we can see in the same book, not only Philip himself, but he had four daughters who were all not married, all became the ambassadors of the gospel.
就像我们今天看到的，像戴德生他们几代人，还有许许多多的西方的宣教士一样。
Earlier, we mentioned Hudson Taylor, along with many other foreign missionaries.
他们已经融入了他们所生活的那个民族中间。
They completely integrated to the foreign countries and the people that
完全融入了那个文化的环境中间。
They integrated into their cultures.
难道我们在座的不也是这样的吗？
How are we different from them?
我们已经与我们生活的这个国家共荣辱。
We live in this country, and we share the same fate or destiny.
我们已经将生活在这个国家的居民作为我们传福音的对象。
And that means that people in this country become the object for us to share the gospel with.
然而神特别的怜悯我们。
But God had mercy especially for us.
最近的一段时间，多少年以来，神将中国大陆的门户开放，使那些和我们操着同样语言的人乌泱乌泱地来到这个国土。
In the last few decades, God had opened up the door of China and brought many Chinese to the U.S.
让我们更容易地和操着我们同样母语的人向他们传福音。
And made us easier to share gospel with people who speak the same language as we do.
但是无论怎样，我想称在座的许多基督徒，我们都是像腓力一样操着一种外语的在外国生活的。所以我称大家是今天的腓力们。
So I will call you today's Philips because we live in actually a foreign land and usually use English, which is not our mother tongue.
让我们顺从地接受圣灵的差遣，享受那福音事工中许许多多的意外吧。
So I will encourage you to be submissive, just like Philip did, so that we can receive many surprises from God.
所以今天通过使徒行传八章二十六到四十节这段经文，让我们看到了基督徒个人布道传福音的榜样。
So today we see this great example of personal evangelism.
顺从圣灵的感动，顺从圣灵的引导。
Be submissive to the Holy Spirit and His guidance.
遇到意外的发现，得到意外的结果，享受意外的收获。
And we will harvest the fruit of surprises.
最终成为福音的使者。
And ultimately will become the ambassador of the gospel.
那从这段经文也让我们看到一个现象。
Here we also see a phenomenon.
在初代教会建立发展期间，神的使者，也就是说天使和圣灵，在使徒在信徒传福音的施工中非常非常的活跃。
Today we saw in this passage that the angels and the touch of the Holy Spirit was very active in the early church time.
那时候的信徒传福音为什么需要天使来告诉他，需要圣灵来亲自来启示他？为什么？
Why did the disciples need the guidance of the angels and the Holy Spirit?
因为那个时候新约圣经还没有写出来。
Because at that time, the New Testament was not even completed yet.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹们，今天的信徒在我们传福音的行动， 除了我们顺服圣灵的引导和感动之外，我们需不需要听到主的天使的声音了？需不需要？
So do we still need angel to talk to us?
需不需要听到圣灵亲自跟我们讲话？
Do we need to hear the Holy Spirit speak to us directly?
不需要了。
No.
因为圣经已经完成了，圣灵的话就在这本圣经里边。
Because the words of the Holy Spirit is recorded in the New Testament.
神的命令已经明明确确地写在这本圣经里。
Many God's command has been described clearly in the New Testament.
摆在我们这些面前的圣经，我们只是照着上面讲的去顺从、服从地去做、去行就是了。
What we need is a submissive heart to implement what we read.
靠着圣灵在我们心中内住的这种赐给的智慧和力量。
Rely on the Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts,
who will give us the strength. 像初代教会的信徒那样，初代教会的信徒是哪样啊？
So like the early disciples, disciples of the early church,
顺从。
They were submissive.
即便是受到逼迫了，我逃跑，我四散，散了以后干什么呀？顺从圣灵的带领，传福音。
They were submissive.To God's great, to Jesus' great mission, commission, even though they were under persecution.
所以传福音就是执行主耶稣基督复活升天之前所颁布的大使命。
And that is to fulfill the great commission that Jesus had given, to his disciples.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的。都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And that was recorded in the last two verses of the book of Matthew, says that therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you.Always to the very end of the age.
但愿我们能学像腓力那样，能够体贴神的心意，预备一颗完全顺服的心。
Let's learn from Philip's example to be submissive, wholeheartedly, to God's guidance.
千里之行，始于脚下。从我们自己的身边做起。传福音。
Thousands of miles of journey always start with the first step. So let's begin.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们再次的感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语圣经。
Father, we thank you for giving us this your precious words in the Bible.
使我们的生命有方向，使我们的生命有动力。使我们的生命有智慧。
That enable our lives to have wisdom, to have power.
愿主您的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，指引我们一生。
May your words become the light, in front of us and guide our lives.
让福音事工成我们心中的动力。
And let sharing gospel become our motivation of our life.
愿主您的灵与我们同在，我们知道主您的恩典够用。
May your Holy Spirit be with us, because we know your grace is sufficient.
这样的感谢祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in a thankful heart and in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
我们感谢杨牧师的正道，希望我们大家都能够顺从圣灵的带领。